This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Most of us are familiar with the song Christmas Is. You know, Christmas is sleigh bells, Christmas is sharing, Christmas is holly. Somehow, the lyrical structure seems to lend itself to the array of virtues that Christmas orchestrates for us. Christmas is believing, as Mary exhibits in her yes to the angel. Christmas is hoping, as the people of God await their Messiah. Christmas is loving, as the Son of God shows us by his incarnation. And Christmas is aligning. Aligning? Wait a minute. How's that a part of the Christmas narrative? Let's see. The Garden of Eden, before the first descent from God's will, was a state of perfect alignment between the Creator and all creation. Human beings were in an habitual state of right thinking. There was balance and harmony. In other words, justice permeated all of creation. Unfortunately, that first no to God changed all that. The selfishness of that first no severed the right relationship with God, and as history has taught us, adversely affected human relationships ever since. Harmony and balance were out of kilter. Love took on a flawed meaning, and the distance to heaven became unattainable. But the story didn't end there. Hebrew Scripture recounts the longing of humanity for and their expectation of reestablishing that right relationship with God and one another. In essence, justice was their plea. Isaiah announces God's response to that longing. I am the Lord, let justice descend. And as Psalm 85 points out, only in God are deeds just. We weren't going to be able to reset our hearts to their original default position on our own. And so, as Christian scripture recounts, the Son of God came among us to bridge the infinite gap between heaven and earth, to align the skewed relationship between God and humanity, and to show us how to live in order to maintain that original alignment. Justice is made incarnate in Jesus Christ. And so, as our gospel tells us, when our alignment is right, when justice prevails, Jesus shows us that virtually the blind can see, the lame can walk, the deaf can hear. Aligning. Justice, if you will, is integral to the Christmas narrative. Advent and Christmas invite us to review how we're living out the call to live just lives, working to acquire habitual right thinking, ensuring that we are giving the best of ourselves and making things right with God and with one another. In other words, during these days, we are afforded the opportunity to assess how close we are in our lives to recapturing the original alignment designed by our Creator. When we look inside our hearts, what do we see? What can we do that we haven't done yet? What have we done that we need to amend? Asking ourselves tough questions and hearing the Spirit within us telling us where we are and how far we have to go may not be an exercise we relish, but Christ's incarnation offers us the example and the grace necessary to take the next step toward perfect alignment. One word here, one act there, one decision today. Christmas is believing, Christmas is hoping, Christmas is loving, and yes, Christmas is aligning. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth our Savior. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.